Good day, prayer warriors. We continue the focus on arts, entertainment, and sports. And our topic today to pray for are video games, to play or not to play, part one. According to a recent survey, 75%, that's three-fourths of American households, owned at least one video game. Each game has a rating like movies. They are rated by the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Review Board, and they identify categories to rank them based on the level in the game, similar to movie ratings. So the ratings for games go as follows: EC for early childhood, E for everyone, E 10 plus for those that are 10 and above, T for teens, 13 and older, M for those who are 17 and over, and A, adult only, 18 and over. And then there are a few that they are still pending their rating. 49% of all video games involve some form of violence. The way they rate is they look at 8 different categories: substances, blood and gore, violence, humor, language, nudity, gambling, and sexuality. They don't play every single video game. They wait upon the publishers to submit extreme content for the board to review. So they're at the mercy of the publishers. The majority of games are rated E for everyone, but violence still reigns. And computer games dominate. 70% are rated E for everyone. And if you were to check out what video games you play, you ought to check the rating and then look at it. Maybe you ought to have your own categories for the way God would look at it. So, Father, we lift up those that are putting these ratings on the video games. We pray they would have higher standards, that they would actually look at what content is in there and have higher morals, so that parents and people who are younger are aware of what potentially is in these games. We thank you, Father, that you are the one that knows that not to repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but to repay evil with blessing, because this we were called to do, that we may inherit a blessing, that there's only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. So, Father, we thank you that your word says it's not good for us to participate and to view things that are being vengeful or murdering or lying or cursing or stealing or committing adultery, because we know those thoughts now are ingrained in our minds. So, Father, we pray that these games will come under the control of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for those that have humor. We pray against those that have bad language, that fill people with anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language, against gambling, because we know the love of money is the root of all evil, for against nudity and sexuality. And we pray people will, the game developers will look at how they are rating the games and consider the audiences and not just be caught up in the root of love of money, but they'd actually make games that are safer and healthier for people. We ask God for those that are considering playing games or who have, if they are needing to get help to get out of the addiction, because there is even those that have video game addictions. We pray, God, that they would not watch anything that you wouldn't sit and watch. They would consider the amount of time and money they spend doing it and purchasing them, and that whether or not they are being led by your Holy Spirit or just simply for selfish pleasure. And we pray it is for the first and not the latter. In Jesus' name.